Welcome to the Digital Marketing Insights Podcast, brought to you by Brightside Digital.
We have Basil here today, who's a growth marketing expert. Basil, how are you doing?
Hi, cheers, man. I'm good.
Basil, we start the show always the same. Can you tell everyone just a little bit about yourself and your background in digital?
Thank you, Tom. Actually, growth marketing has been a passion of mine for quite a while. I've been working for the past 12 to 13 years, shifting between sales into marketing. I started off in sales and then went on to take my MBA degree, learned about marketing, loved marketing, but I just couldn't get to love offline marketing, to be honest. So my idea was, if I can influence one client in a sales meeting, okay, then there's probably a way to automate it to convince 2,000 clients at the same time. So this is where I started falling in love with digital marketing. But then again, okay, I was more interested in coining conversion rates, coining the user journey, to optimize the results as much as possible. And this is where I started digging into growth marketing as much as possible. So if you want to take it very simply, okay, growth marketing is my way of helping out any client achieve the optimal results as quickly as possible, okay, with the lowest costs possible as well. This is how I do growth marketing.
Yeah, and obviously my next question would normally be the main traffic drivers in this area. So can you give me what you find successful at the moment in growth marketing? So I know it depends on the industry and the type of business and stuff, but is there any go-to areas? I had someone recently on the show talk about Reddit really highly, but is there an area that you love at the moment that you're thinking, oh, this is underestimated?
Specifically, if we're talking 2023, okay, the game has fully changed, okay, with all the AI tools coming up, with all the platforms actually going on, into steroid mode, let's call it. So, for example, you mentioned Reddit. Yes, Reddit is an awesome platform, because what you get off of Reddit is kind of clean leads. Okay, let's call them that way very simply, because Reddit viewers are people who are actually interested in certain topics. In order for you to follow a certain topic on Reddit, you have to actually start proving authority slowly, or even catching up on posts, etc. And this is where the major other social platforms are kind of much broader. Let's go for example, compare it to Facebook. Okay, everyone's on Facebook. So out of $1,000 of investment into a campaign on Facebook, you might be able to score a 10% ROI, while on Reddit, you can actually achieve much more. This is one of the key factors. Now, the problem is choosing the right platform and understanding the amount of effort, energy, and resources that you have to put into each platform separately. So I had one client that dealt with children products like trolleys, wagons, milk bottles, okay, even games and toys. So he had a consultant telling them that since you design your product, it's a good idea for you to go on Pinterest. And Pinterest is an awesome platform, and you can also advertise on Pinterest. But the problem is, Pinterest, okay, has a specific also category of watchers. So here's where everything would change. If I would have conformed with my client and said, yeah, Pinterest is an excellent idea, I would have wasted 6 months of energy and resources without any results. I'm not trying to judge platforms here. Everything has every case, and every product has its scenarios. But when we're working in marketing, specifically growth marketing, we have to be extremely analytical. So each effort you're trying to put in has to fruit out data. If that effort is not fruiting out data that you can study and optimize, then you're going in the wrong direction. That would shift into guerrilla marketing. Anyone who's trying to bump on his chest and that's it, shout it out. And this is what is the exact reverse, okay? Is the exact opposite of growth marketing. So this is specifically it, yeah.
And looking at kind of some of your favorite work to date, is there a campaign that you're really proud of? And can you give me an example, maybe in growth marketing, how you made it successful? What was the kind of blueprint that would help people listening?
Okay. I'm currently working on a campaign. It's a local campaign in the MENA region. By the way, I specialize in the MENA region. I've done some work for the US and for different countries in the Middle East, but I'm specifically specialized in this region because I'm an Arab, I speak Arabic, I speak English as well, so I'm able to cross between translations and platforms and tools as well. Now, one of the recent campaigns that I've been working on is for a crowd real estate investment solution, which is quite nice. So then the founder has this idea of getting crowdfunding for pieces of land and then developing them and then selling them out and distributing the profits, which is excellent. Now, the main issue introducing this ideology into the MENA region is every single country has its own mentality and mindset about this concept of buying and selling land. And whether it's northern, middle, or southern area in that specific country also has its challenges. So what we did is, instead of investing all our resources in trying to create educational materials and videos, because we don't have those resources, it's a startup. So what we did is, we dumbed down the idea as much as possible, okay, for ourselves, and then asked the very simple question, can a four-year-old understand this now? If we get that right, then excellent. So this was one of the most successful campaigns that I've been working on recently. Much before that was actually shifting into medical tourism. I audited the company that specializes in medical tourism and built a whole campaign strategy based on the audit report that I submitted, because this was actually the whole idea. Now, this proves to you that whenever you're trying to talk about a campaign or launching a campaign, a specific campaign, there are certain basics. It's a science at the end of the day, and then you have to add the beautiful layer of art onto it. It's not just guessing. It is trial and error, I agree 100%, okay? But as in science, you have to, first of all, design the experiment, lay out the variables, lay out the constants, and start experimenting. This is what marketing is.
Yeah, completely agree. And so let's focus more in the particular softwares that you use for some of your work. So, like, are you using actively Facebook? Is that your go-to area, or is it Instagram, or what is your areas?
I'm going to try to split your question into two, which is tools that enable me to work and the platform that I utilize to achieve the results. Is that a fair way to
split? Yeah, please. Questions? Yeah,
excellent.
Definitely.
Excellent. So, first of all, when it comes to tools, that's an awesome question. Tools, it has to boil down to what are you exactly doing right now. I'm not trying to say what are you trying to achieve. This is what I always tell my clients, okay? Dream big. Visions, have the biggest vision in the world, okay? You want to become the number one. You want to become the Meta of this industry. I don't mind. I love that idea. But right now, what's your size? What are you doing right now? Do you have 10 clients? Do you have 1,000 users visiting your website? Are you selling worth of $500 on your website? If those answers are no, no, and no, then don't use any tools. Do everything manually. Open up an Excel sheet, okay? Log on to your Google Drive shared folders, Microsoft One, whatever, okay? Do everything by hand so that you can focus all your resources, okay, on actual marketing, not spending all your expenses on tools to enable that marketing happen. Now, let's say that we're a step above that. Some beautiful tools enable you to analyze your social media efforts. Okay, for example, Hootsuite. Another example would be Buffer. Okay, I personally use Buffer most of the time. Okay, because it does fit my exact business needs. It has its perks and benefits, and it has its cons as well. Other softwares have the same. When it comes to considering CRMs, each CRM has its pros and cons as well. So I would also heavily rely on having a CRM by my side when I'm working on a growth campaign, because when you open up a funnel, it's going to pour. Especially if you're opting for Google Ads as well, if you're capable of opting for Google Ads, then you could expect a funnel of between 200 and up to 10,000 leads a day, depending on your business, industry, pricing, budget, etc. So if you don't have a proper CRM that can support you, then everything is going to waste. Now, moving into platforms, I would suggest that some platforms are definitely an always go-to. Okay, Instagram, for example. Okay, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful platform. It has a lot of viewers. It gives you good exposure as well, and it has its challenges alongside of it. So, if you are a business that is visually creative, you have to have a videographic identity on Instagram and other platforms that are similar to that, like TikTok. If you are a software company, for example, you're providing a SaaS solution, then you have to be present on LinkedIn, you have to be present on Facebook as well, because these are kind of raw platforms. Everyone is active on them most of the time, okay? And they have their unique activity, and their algorithms are very smart as well. So if you do know how to properly channel a campaign in these platforms, you can reap excellent results. So if you want to summarize what I'm saying, because it took so long to tailor it out, okay, it would be each platform depends on the persona of your customer. So if you don't have a persona for your customer, you're still too early to go into growth marketing. Once you have that figured out, each platform has an algorithm that works differently and thinks differently. So you have to understand how you can reap the most benefits and yield the most results out of each algorithm. I'm not trying to say you have to be a data scientist in order to understand that. It's very nice to learn from other people. Or simply consult. It's an easy solution. Everyone can do it. Okay, it just takes time. And this process is all about patience. It's not about haste. This is it for platforms.
It's like going to the gym. You have to work on that consistency. It's not about going onto a platform and posting loads on one day and then disappearing. It's about building that consistency on a platform. True. And have your patterns. Is there any way you go for insights and new information, Basil?
Oh, yes. That's an excellent question. So, like your example, going to the gym. So, once you finish that first day, okay, which is most of the time after the New Year's resolutions, the 2nd of January, okay, you go to the gym, you have excellent energy, you do everything, you go the full cycle. You might even spend 90 to 120 minutes at that gym. But once you go back home, you are drained, your muscles are full of lactic acid, you can't even move properly. And the next day, the pain is so unbelievable that you just want to quit. You can't go. Now, the trick is you have to go. If you go the second day, the pain reduces. The third day, it reduces more. And then after that, it doesn't get easier. After that, you have to understand that your body will never tell you, let's go to the gym. You have to psychologically keep on doing it. And so is growth marketing. Now, you might launch your first campaign and start getting positive results, and you might not. The trick is, if you don't get the results, okay, how to approach this problem specifically. For example, one simple trick is, if you have a campaign running, you should not shut down the campaign unless the problem is terrible and you made a horrible mistake. If you made a horrible mistake, then you should turn it off, yes. But the best practice is to start reducing budget and reducing the timeline of that campaign specifically. Why? Because simply you're talking to an algorithm when you're working on a campaign, and that algorithm gets disturbed when you cut off. So, analytics is best described as, you need to know what you did with the user to start getting the results. So you showed him an ad, let's say on Facebook. Okay, he's scrolling through his feed and then he sees your ad. What happened when he saw your ad? What was the copy that he started off with? My usual advice is the copy should be a three-liner. Not more, not less. Three lines. The hook, the product, the benefits. That's it. So after that, you've got the design itself. Okay, the creative. What happened with the user on that creative specifically? Were you able to deliver the message? Now, why am I saying this is important? Because after that, there's the CTA button, okay, the call to action button. They click on it, they go to a landing page. So what you see is in analytics is number of the reach, the impressions, clicks, which is your CPA, cost per action, or CPC, cost per click. And then you've got your landing page analytics. There has to be a certain correlation between these two numbers. If not, you have a problem. If the bounce rate for the landing page is too high, it's very safe to assume that your advertisement was slightly misleading the user. The result is he bounced directly off of your landing page. No, this is not what I was looking for. So an attractive advertisement is not the solution. It's part of the solution. Moving on, let's take the landing page. The landing page is a new destination. You actually interrupted your user. Okay, he saw the ad, yes, granted. He clicked, yes, granted. But at the end of the day, you interrupted his piece. So the price for interrupting the piece has to be very good, okay? The treat. A beautiful landing page is awesome, okay? The goal has to be, the benefit, sorry, to the user has to be stated out flat front at the beginning with a call to action right beside it. Okay, this is what you're getting, and here's the call to action, do it. Now, you have to take into consideration that there are different types of users. You've got users that want to understand more. So you can add another section for the landing page for this, to describe, to explain the process, to explain the product. And there are users that are, it's not hesitant, it's careful, very, too careful actually. So you have to even lay down a Q&A side and give us your information to reach back to you side, which is, you're turning this into an SDR, okay? This is a lead that needs to be talked to on a personal level. You need to personalize the communication. Landing page just didn't cut it. That way, the landing page is a full funnel converter. This is where analytics would actually work optimally for you, ideally for you. You can analyze your landing page, the quality of the content, the distribution of the content. You should use tools that enable you to analyze the landing page specifically. Okay. So if you opt to not using any tools, then you're kind of shooting in the dark. You should analyze the landing page bounce rate. You should analyze which CPAs on the landing page, okay, CTAs on the landing page actually got the most action. and that way you know how to optimize to get even better results. And that's about it.
You've kind of, Basil, wonderfully broken down the process of, you know, ad to landing page to conversion. Is there anywhere where you learn where to get new information? So you've kind of given the insights and how you come to your conclusions, but new information, is there any websites or sources and stuff that you just could recommend for someone listening?
Okay. One resource that requires effort to start getting results out of is actually LinkedIn. I rely mostly on experts on LinkedIn for knowledge and education. That, because you need to start following the right people, and you need to understand that you are asking yourself the right questions so that you can search for the right questions and answers. Okay. When it comes to analytics, you have to have a gut feeling as well. You have to understand that when you see a bounce, when you see a bounce rate, you know what it is technically. You have to understand it emotionally as well in order to relate a bit to your customer. And there's no better way to understand what the customer is feeling, okay, or interacting with than a market research, actually. So one time I had this issue where a client had over, it was a website that launched 2 months, okay, and after 2 months they were getting 2,000 to 5,000 organic visits on their website without any advertisement. And this is a service website, so this is a bit awkward to happen so smoothly. It's not common. Now the problem is their conversion rate is zero. So what's happening? So I tried to analyze, but I was not able to analyze because their analytics were set to parameters that are not analyzable. For example, geographical location was not available, okay, while they had sex, one of the parameters they're studying. So I said, well, I don't really understand if it's a female or a male would help me in conversion right now. We're too early to that, to understand that. We need to understand the source of the traffic that is coming in organically without you advertising. So the most effective resource for learning for me specifically is my LinkedIn network. Okay, I learn a lot from creators. I learn a lot from people, from practitioners and experts. And I do understand that not everyone understands everything completely, because we're all marketeers eventually, on especially on LinkedIn. Everyone tries to advertise what they did, so you need to know how to clean the noise and read through. That's all.
And kind of on a higher level, looking at the digital industry as a whole, Basil, is there anything that really excites you that's happening or is about to happen, or something that we can all look forward to, looking ahead to?
Other than the massive hammering of AI tools that are coming in and flooding the market. Well, look, yes, what I'm looking forward to, and I've been posting about it for a while on LinkedIn, is moving into the no cookies world. Okay, so I think, yeah, this is bound to happen very, very soon, second half of 2023, where third-party cookies are no longer an option, so you should rely on first-party cookies. And this is basically, if we want to take it into simple language, saying, well, you as a business owner have to start finding a good way to tell your customer, please give me your information so that I can better tailor my efforts, marketing efforts, to suit you. You no longer have other people to do that job for you. So this is something very exciting that I'm looking forward to, although it's kind of an Achilles heel kind of thing here, but it's going to work out for the best for anyone who understands what marketing is. Okay, at the end of the day, marketing is experiments and efforts. Okay, so if you don't do experiments, you're never going to succeed. Well, okay, at least for on the long term. And if you don't do actual efforts, you're not going to succeed either. And this will also boost SEO marketing to levels that are unprecedented to unprecedented to me. I believe this is the new thing from my side that we should all look out for.
Yeah, I think that's super interesting. Really good point as well, buddy. Basil, obviously, I can only ask you our last question in the show before we wrap things up. And we always try and understand the people a little bit behind the role as well. The question I ask is, if you could bottle up one personality trait that you have yourself, Basil, that you could pass on to others, what would it be?
Hungry for knowledge. Hungry for knowledge. I can't stop learning. Okay. I did my bachelor's degree was in mechanical engineering. My master's degree was in business. I did the second master's degree in digital marketing. I did a degree from the Technion University in product management, because it all revolves around the same thing, except for engineering. That was something else. But yeah, hunger for knowledge.
That's a Basil, if anyone wanted to touch base with you, like you've made so many good points in the show today, so I'm sure people will. How can they find you? How can they touch base with you?
It will be a pleasure for anyone to reach out. I'm available on LinkedIn. All my contact details are open there on my profile on LinkedIn. And I think it's publicly available. Yeah, it is publicly open as well. Reach out. I love a short 15-minute e-coffee meeting to discuss things. I do free consultations. I don't do only business. I just like to talk about the topics. It's my passion.
Thanks everyone for listening. Thanks everyone for watching. And Basil, yeah, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you to everyone who listened, and thank you, Tom. You were excellent as well.